Today we're going to be talking about the two worlds. I was thinking on the way over here that me talking, despite obviously my voice is not what it normally is, that it reminded me of that scene in the first Batman when the two newscasters had to be cosmetics free, had to carry on like nothing was happening. And so I'm going to carry on as if nothing is happening and hope that in the process, you know, fake it till you make it, it's going to come back, my voice, as we do this. And I have a couple announcements first. The first being that I'm going to be out of town attending the Nonviolence Education Conference in Manhattan, Kansas. And I'm going to be putting up various little handout things that are going to be used at the conference. So please keep checking the website, keep reading them, and when you can, drop me a line, let me know what you think. So, Alice Miller has been on my mind a lot because of the Nonviolence Education Conference. My thinking through the violence of class brought me back to her work. Alice Miller has written that the family structure, and I always add, of class, could well be characterized as the prototype of a totalitarian regime. And what defines it, this single pattern of class? I'm arguing that what defines it is the key divide between the citizen and the barbarian, the big and the small, those who matter and those who don't, those who are made for so-called higher things and those who do the grunt work to allow them. Two worlds exist across all angles of class experience, in public and in private spheres, in the interstate system, ranked by place in the global marketplace. Virginia Woolf wrote about this key mindset in Three Guineas, which from her angle of view, the woman as barbarian stood out. And from Alice Miller's angle, the child as barbarian stands out. But the key piece for us to think about for the purpose of our getting free is the mindset itself, the mindset of in and out, that there must be those who are sacrificed in order for the very, very few to be free of worldly concerns so that they can serve the species, or so they tell themselves. I'm going to read a brief excerpt from Three Guineas. She wrote this because a male friend of hers asked her, how do you prevent war? Because they were watching fascism marching across Europe. And this caused a lot of despair in the hearts and minds of good-hearted folks, Virginia being one. So she spent a lot of time thinking through that question. And I highly recommend her response, which is this book, Three Guineas. But the thing I'm going to read is in a note at the back. She begins by quoting a document called the Ministry of Women. Quote, at present, a married priest is able to fulfill the requirements of the ordination service to forsake and set aside all worldly cares and studies, largely because his wife can undertake the care of the household and the family. Unquote. And she responds to this by saying, the commissioners are here stating and approving a principle which is frequently stated and approved by the dictators. Herr Hitler and Signor Mussolini have both often, in very similar words, expressed the opinion that, quote, there are two worlds in the life of the nation, the world of men and the world of women, and proceeded to much the same definition of the duties. And I'm still quoting Virginia. The effect which this division has had upon the woman, the petty and personal nature of her interests, her absorption in the practical, her apparent incapacity for the poetical and adventurous, all this has been made the staple of so many novels, the target of so much satire, has confirmed so many theorists in the theory that by the law of nature, the woman is less spiritual than the man. that nothing more need be said to prove that she has carried out willingly or unwillingly her share of the contract. But very little attention has yet been paid to the intellectual and spiritual effect of this division of duties upon those who are enabled by it to, quote, forsake all worldly cares and studies, unquote. Yet there can be no doubt that we owe to this segregation the immense elaboration of modern instruments and methods of war, the astonishing complexities of theology, the vast deposit of notes at the bottom of Greek, Latin, and even English texts, the innumerable carvings, chasings, and unnecessary ornamentations of our common furniture and crockery, the myriad distinctions of Debrett and Burke, and all those meaningless but highly ingenious turnings and twistings into which the intellect ties itself when rid of, quote, the cares of the household and the family, unquote. The emphasis which both priests and dictators place upon the necessity for two worlds is enough to prove that it is essential to their domination, unquote. And the two worlds, I totally concur, Virginia, is essential to their domination.